This is the Composer's Datebook for November 12th. I'm John Zeck. It was on today's date in 1943, the Boston Symphony, and conductor Serge Koussevitzky gave the first performance of this music, the Symphony for Strings by the American composer William Schumann. Schumann was just 33 years old at the time, but Koussevitzky had already been programming and commissioning Schumann's music for about 5 years and debuted his popular American Festival Overture and Third Symphony. Schumann's Symphony for Strings is dedicated to the memory of Koussevitzky's wife, Natalie. It was her family fortune which enabled Serge Koussevitzky to establish himself as a conductor, found a publishing house, and commissioned many of the 20th century's most significant works, including Igor Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms and Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra. In Russia, the Koussevitzkys championed Russian music. In France, they supported French composers. But beginning in 1924, when Koussevitzky was appointed the music director of the Boston Symphony, many American composers benefited from this remarkable couple's enthusiasm for new music. Schumann's Symphony for Strings is just one of a long list of the Koussevitzky's American commissions, which includes works by Aaron Copland, Roy Harris, Samuel Barber, Walter Piston, and Leonard Bernstein. Taken as a whole, the concert music commissioned by Serge and Natalie Koussevitzky remains one of the most remarkable and lasting musical legacies of the 20th century. For more information on composers and their music, go to our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.